just as an example, I'd like to read a very short excerpt from the book, which is, because this book is made from documents from the 16th century for the most part, it's made from all kinds of documents, from letters from the Spaniards back home to a few chronicles of the Incas. The Incas wrote some chronicles. Actually, one of the last Inca emperors dictated his own version of the story to Spanish notaries that were there at the time down in the jungle. But there's very few of theirs of them. There's probably 30 Spanish chronicles and probably three or four Inca chronicles. But there's very few letters that remain from the conquistadors themselves back to their family. And one of them was a letter that was written while Francisco Pizarro and the Spaniards were high up in the Peruvian Andes in the town called Cajamarca, which is northern Peru. And at the time, the Inca Emperor, they had captured the Inca Emperor Atahualpa. So Atahualpa was in prison. He had gathered a huge ransom of gold, and the Spaniards melted it down and had just divided among themselves. The Spaniards almost instantaneously became millionaires, multimillionaires. And they were all basically illiterate or very poor at the time, and so they were instantly catapulted into the ranks of Spanish society. But at the time, Pizarro would not let his men go home, because after they captured Atahualpa, he still had to capture the rest of the empire. And he only let a few men go home who were married men and had families back in Spain. The rest of them, he said, you have to stay here because I need to conquer this empire, and you can't go back. So a lot of the men who had to stay sent letters home. Even if they couldn't, if they weren't literate, they would ask the notaries to write the letters for them. And one of the letters was a young man who was writing back to his family in northern Spain. He was Basque, and with the letter he sent a bar of gold from Atahualpa's ransom, the emperor's ransom, to his family in Spain. And this is one of the few letters, it's the only letter actually came back from this group of Spaniards, and this is the very beginning of the Inca conquest. And also at the time, to send a letter back to Spain from Peru took about anywhere from 4 to 8 months. Because you had to put the letter on a ship, the ship had to go up to the Isthmus of Panama, you had to take canoes and mules and that kind of thing across Panama, put it on another ship, and go back to Spain. It would take another 4 to 8 months to come back to get a reply. So it could take a year and a half to send a letter round trip. So there's a letter back to this guy's family in Spain. He's 22 years old, his conquistador is fabulously wealthy as of about 3 weeks. To my sorely missed father, it must have been about 3 years ago that I got a letter from you in which you asked me to send some money. God knows how sorry I was to not have anything to send you then, because if I had anything, then there wouldn't have been any need for you to write. I've always tried to do the honorable thing, but there wasn't any possibility until now. I'm sending you about 2 pounds of good gold in a bar with an honorable man from San Sebastian. In Seville, he'll have it converted into coins and will then bring it to you. I'd send more money, except he asked us, other people are sending their money as well. I'll tell you something of my life since I came to these parts. You must know how we got news of how Francisco Pizarro was coming to be governor of this kingdom of New Castile. And so hearing this news and having a few prospects in Nicaragua, we came to this country, where there's more gold and silver than iron in Biscay, and more sheep, which they called llamas, than in Spain, and great supplies of all kinds of provisions and fine clothing, and lords among them. One of them rules over 500 leagues, about 2,000 miles. We have him, this is the Emperor Atahualpa, in our power, and with him prisoner, a man can go by himself 500 leagues without getting killed. Instead, they give you whatever you need and carry you on their shoulders in a litter. We took this lord by a miracle of God because our forces wouldn't be enough to take him, nor to do what we did, but God gave us the victory miraculously over him and his forces. You must know that we came here with Governor Francisco Pizarro to this land where he had 60,000 warriors, and there were 160 Spaniards with the governor, and we thought our lives were finished because there was such a horde of them. And even the native women were making fun of us and saying that they were sorry for us because we were going to get killed. But afterwards, their bad thoughts turned out to be the opposite. Give my greetings to Catalina, my brothers and sisters, and my uncle, and also tell my cousins and all the rest of my relatives. I really want to say hello to them for me, and to tell them that I greatly wish to see them. There's nothing more to write at present except that I'm praying to our Lord Jesus Christ to let me see you before I die. From Cajamarca in the Kingdom of Peru, July 20th, 1533, your son, Gaspar.